Welcome to a new installment in the Learn IT to Teach audio podcast series. Today, we'll continue our look at the role that technology plays in adult language training and settlement in Ontario by welcoming Mary Ellen Gillespie to describe the two hats she wears in relation to CALL. Hat number one is her extensive experience putting technology to work with Ontario language learners. When she wears hat number two, though, she is a media and instructional designer for the Learn IT to Teach project. Her recent projects include the Link 5 to 7 classroom activities and the citizenship resource. Prior to working in technology, she taught ESL and Link in the GTA for over 15 years. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Learn IT to Teach?
Yes. I've taught in numerous Link programs in the Greater Toronto Area. Today, I'm excited to talk about the Link 2 learning objects that I've helped develop for the Learn IT to Teach project.
What online teaching resources have you developed on the topic of fall festivals?
We've developed a series of topics. They are based on the Link 2 Classroom Activities book.
Do you include anything on the history of Canadian Thanksgiving?
Yes, we do. We have an excellent listening activity in the topic, What Are You Thankful For?, that describes the story of Canadian Thanksgiving.
How can instructors include an online component when creating their lesson plans? Can you give us any suggestions?
Yes. Instructors could take a blended learning approach when completing their lesson plans. Over a two-week period, they can schedule 2 to 3 computer labs per week, along with in-class activities such as cooking turkey stuffing or carving a pumpkin. Each online topic can be completed in a 30 to 40-minute computer lab class. Instructors can take their class into their computer labs, complete the vocabulary and language learning exercises online, for example, Joan's turkey stuffing and Kim's Halloween pumpkin, and then, as a follow-up, plan to carve a pumpkin with their class later in the week.
What words do learners study in the online activities?
We feature vocabulary based on words that the learners will listen to or read in the interactive exercises or in the classroom using the activities book. Context-based vocabulary training at its best. Often the learner will see a picture of the word as well as the definition.
Do you have any warm-up tips for a Link 2 class?
Yes, I have a few suggestions. I'd have learners work in pairs when reviewing the vocabulary training. They can help each other become familiar with the user interface, navigate the instructions, and help each other overall. I'd pair a learner with strong computer skills with a learner that is somewhat new to computer technology.
Thank you for joining us today in this talk featuring fall festivals from the Canadian culture theme from Link 2.
I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a safe Halloween.